The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, public transport users outside Dublin are unlikely to gain access to contactless payment systems till after 2028. This is despite more than €35 million already having been spent nationally on the project. Is the sensible solution in the interim period to have your Leap card as part of your Apple wallet? And where are we when it comes to the technology to support that? In a moment, we'll be joined by Grace Boland, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal West, and Emmett Ryan, tech journalist. But first, our reporter, Henry McKean, has been at a bus stop asking commuters for their thoughts.
How are you going to pay for your bus today?
I actually got a Leap card there recently, and I'm going to pay by Leap card.
Why don't you think you can pay on your phone through Smart Pay, perhaps Android Pay or Apple Pay or credit card?
Yeah, I know. It's really frustrating. I know in Europe it's a thing, but certainly here it's not. You know, it's taking them a long time to roll that out.
Do you have coins? Do you ever pay with coins?
Yeah, I used to pay with coins, but it's just so hard to get coins now and have the correct change.
Has the bus driver ever let you off?
No, I'd never think of doing that.
Oh, I have. So your bus is on the way.
Yes.
You're paying. How are you paying for the bus?
I'm paying with my card.
My
special card, my OAP card.
And you just show that and you get on.
I just tap it and I go, and it's great.
Yeah. Here's your bus. You go.
I'm delighted. Thanks.
Yeah, it'd be a lot easier to just pay with your phone because I don't carry change.
You don't carry change?
No, not a lot of people have change.
You mean
candy.
You haven't got loads of random €1 coins in your pocket?
Yeah, and then you have to pay the exact amount all the time, which is a bit frustrating because you don't have it handy. And then constantly having to top it up is difficult. So it's just easier to be able to tap your phone and just go on. It's more efficient.
So you find the Leap cards a little bit annoying?
Yeah, I think it just make everything a lot easier. And I feel like everyone else is tapping it anyway. So it just makes more sense to do it.
And that was Henry McKean there talking to commuters about their views on how convenient or accessible it is to pay on public transport, particularly in Dublin. And as I said, I'm joined by Grace Boland, Fine Gael TD now for Dublin Fingal West, and Emmett Ryan, tech journalist. Emmett, I might come to you first of all. Every little huckster shop down a Boreen, you can tap when you buy a pint of milk. People who are out shaking buckets collected for charity, you can now tap. Why do we have a situation where we can neither go contactless by tapping nor even upload our Leap cards onto things like our phones?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous here, putting it mildly. So the Leap card technology that we have, Leap card's been around since about 2011. The problem is the actual legacy tech behind it hasn't really been updated to go with the times. That's the key point, because people who've been around a bit longer might recall that even getting to the Leap card stage took an awful lot of work in terms of delays and waits. Basically merging, you could have tram was merged with train with bus and bus with tram, but you couldn't have all three at once at one point. And now we've seen that this details coming out today, only $43,000 spent on, researching a virtual Leap card, which seems very low, but there are so many countries where it already works. So many cities, Melbourne's a good example, actually very relevant to Dublin, Paris, Toronto, Barcelona, it all works on iPhone and Android. With Melbourne, it works only on Android, and it's a physical one for iPhone. But there's plenty of, with all the examples I mentioned there, Ciara, with the exception of Melbourne, which is still physical for iPhone, they found a way after a while to go to iPhone. So one of the arguments that the NTA has is that it will be a 12-month wait, basically, to get iPhone users up and running if they rolled it out for Android. Whereas in several other cities, like the ones I mentioned, Paris and Barcelona in particular, they said, okay, it's worth waiting 12 months. Let's get half of them on now and get the rest on later, essentially. So it seems bizarre that they haven't decided to press on with it, because if you even think about how people use their Leap card, when they're topping it up, they tap it to their phone. When they are checking their balance, they're tapping it to their phone. Their phone is, for most people, is fundamental to the Leap card, yet it can't actually be the place where they use the Leap card, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it totally makes sense. And then, of course, you lose your Leap card and you've lost £15 credit on it, because it isn't actually attributed to an individual account or what have you. It's attached to the card and all sorts of things. And you have to replace Leap cards, which are single-use plastic, and all of these things as well. So it doesn't make sense. So you're saying, just to be very clear before I let you go, Emmett, that this isn't reinventing the wheel. This has been done throughout the world in many cities, comparable cities to our own. They have made this work. Surely we can just piggyback onto that technology. Would that be a reasonable assumption?
That's very reasonable, especially given one of the NTA's main arguments in what's come out here is that, well, we wouldn't be able to bring it out for iPhone users on day one. Several other cities said, okay, that's an issue, but we can bring it out for them after a while. So, you know, the idea that there'd be a delay for half the users really doesn't hold water, because several other areas like Paris with Navigo, Barcelona with its equivalent of Leap, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce, it's like they basically said, okay, we'll go Android first. And once we've got the tech in place, we've updated our own systems, then we'll go iPhone. It's very doable. It just seems bizarre that we haven't tried yet.
Yeah, you're not wrong at all. Look, thank you for joining us with that insight. That's Emmett Ryan there, tech journalist. Grace Boland, as I said, Fine Gael TD is with us as well. Grace, this is lunacy, isn't it? I mean, like, nobody carries coins. Most people don't hardly carry a wallet anymore because everyone's using their phone to tap away on everything. Why are we so far behind when it's clearly a barrier to using public transport?
And Kira, we all want people to use public transport. We want to make it easy to use public transport. And paying for it is actually really, really key to that. My colleague Emer Higgins actually was pushing the NTA on this in 2023. And I think it would have been fantastic if we'd had a digital Leap card 3-5 years ago rolled out. I would use it myself. I currently have 3 Leap cards, one in each of the handbags that I regularly use and one in a coat, because I have gotten to the train station so many times and not had a Leap card. Yeah. And then actually it costs so much more. But I suppose in terms of where we are now, the NTA is focusing on contactless payments. It is telling us, it is telling me, because I repeatedly asked them this question, that it is on track for a phase one pilot rollout in 2027. So essentially next summer, and then the Greater Dublin rollout in summer 2028. So I suppose in terms of bringing in an interim solution now, the horse has probably bolted on that. And to be honest, yeah, I want this sorted. I want contactless payments in.
Yeah, we but you're a government TD. I mean, it's not like this is beyond the wit of man. It's happening all over the world. I'll tell you about the text line here. Connell says, just to put it into perspective, the first contactless payment system was introduced in Hong Kong in 1997. That's almost 30 years ago. Like, we are so far behind this curve. And I said at the beginning, you can literally tap to give 20p, to give 2 euros to somebody shaking a bucket for Focus Ireland or whatever. Like there were, the ability to tap now, or the ability to have digital payments are to be expected, surely.
Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree. It's why I raise this repeatedly with the NTA. I raise it in the Transport Committee. I raise it in the Dáil. It is too difficult to access public transport for commuters and for tourists who are landing in Dublin Airport. And we need to see the NTA be more practical and delivering. You know, I really want to see contactless rolled out. The NTA are back in the Transport Committee on Wednesday. I will be asking them where we are with this, because it's the same contractor that is also the contractor on the IT Irish Rail signalling issue. And I want to make sure, we saw that project didn't go well, and I want to make sure that this one is, you know, it's beyond time that we have contactless payments. And it is up to the NTA to make sure that it is delivering that.
Yeah, well, and I think no one disagrees with that yet. If the government can't make it happen, I mean, the government arguing that this needs to happen is a strange phenomenon when, if you're not in charge, who is? And I know you'll say, well, it's the NTA's responsibility. But is that the right way to structure these things, that we farm things out to independent or quasi-independent bodies and then they don't sort of do anything quickly and we all say, well, it's not our fault?
Yeah, look, the reality is there are hundreds of thousands of public and civil servants doing a really good job, and there's lots of projects that do get delivered well. You know, I suppose TDs and ministers in particular, there's only a small number. You have to trust the people who are the experts in this area, who it's their full-time job. You know, what I do as a representative for my area or transport is really important.
Yeah, but you say that, well, we have to trust people, it's their full-time job, but yet we're being told that there's going to be a pilot. And I would be furious, by the way, if I was in rural Ireland. There's going to be a pilot rolled out in 2027. And then sometime after that, if it all works for Dublin swimmingly, rural Ireland might get access to the same type of thing. And I presume by rural Ireland, we also mean places like Limerick, Galway, Waterford, Kilkenny, Cork, you know. So, like, saying we have to trust them, why do we have to trust them? Why do we have to trust anybody when they say things that should be already available will take several more years?
Yeah, that's just actually the one thing in relation to rural Ireland is that actually contactless payments, tap and go, is actually available on local links. Now, it's not yet available on Bus Air, and we need to see the NTA bring forward a schedule to make sure that there is a national rollout. It's a really good point. You know, if we're going to have it in Dublin 2028, we need to see it rapidly deployed nationally. And given all the work will have been done in the technology solutions, you know, that should come really, really quickly afterwards. And again, it's something that I have raised with the NTA. You know, we need to make sure that these projects are being delivered well. I do my very best, Ciara, to put pressure on them and to raise it in the Dáil.
I'm pretty sure there's a tech solution to this that could fix this overnight, practically, because tech moves so fast. And I accept that you're putting pressure on them on it, but nonetheless, it seems lunacy that something as important and something as so high a priority for government as public transport is unable to do things that a tiny news agent in the middle of nowhere is well able to do.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're always told that it's complicated, you have different operators. But I agree with you. We need to make sure that it is easy for people to use, and we need to see the system being rolled out as soon as possible. And as I said, that is something I will be putting to the NTA again on Wednesday. You know, I repeatedly follow up with them on this. It is important we make it as easy for people to use public transport as possible.
Yeah, well, I don't believe so far that we have succeeded in doing that. But thank you for coming on and talking to us about it. That's Grace Boland there, Fine Gael TD for Dublin, Fingal West. So many people texting Shane. Every taxi in the country have contactless payments. It's crazy that buses don't.
Yeah, another listener says, in the Netherlands, they're doing away tickets on buses and trams. Soon you'll be able to use cards or phones. The same for Rio in Brazil, says another listener. You're not allowed to use cash anymore. It's tap or nothing.
Paul says, and he's sitting on a bus, I was in London a few weeks ago for work and I travelled around the city a bit. It was so simple, tapping my phone on and off the tube, no issue with change, no buying tickets, no even figuring out how to pay. The other thing I'll add is the staff were incredibly helpful. The few times I had a query about which tube to get or what platform I needed to go to. We need to make public transport more appealing, both for people living here and for tourists too.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.